It is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022, and Liz Cheney has been blown out in her Wyoming primary. America First Legal demands that the DOJ produce all videos of Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid, and Trump goes on Truth Social tirade, calling the FBI common criminals. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show, starting off, of course, with our first story, a continuation of our coverage last night. Liz Cheney has been destroyed, vanquished, regime change, and the rhinos have been placed inside of the extinction pens at the zoo. Sayonara, Liz Cheney. Lincoln Project Liz getting ready to gear up for her run against Donald Trump in 2024. We have all of those stories for you. Boy, oh boy, were we right. Liz Cheney lost to her Republican primary opponent, Trump-backed challenger Harriet Hageman, in Tuesday in Wyoming's primary, and she didn't miss a beat, hinting at a future presidential run. Check out these numbers, ladies and gentlemen. These are the updated tallies with the totals, 99% reporting. Here's how it turned out. Do we have the numbers for Wyoming? There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, 28% for Liz Cheney and 66% for Harriet Hageman. This is with, and I think it's very important to note, this is with the support of Democrats. This is with Liz Cheney campaigning to have Democrats essentially switch their parties to not have a closed primary and to vote for her. This is with Democrat support, a total and complete humiliation. She was blown out of the water. It should probably be in the low teens for Liz Cheney's actual tallies, but Liz Cheney humiliated nonetheless, and it is beautiful to finally see someone bring regime change to the Cheney dynasty, and that person is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has now defeated the dynasties of the Bushes, the Obamas, and the Cheneys, and well, I mean, I guess you could say Hillary Clinton. However, will Hillary Clinton run again in 2024? We've covered that story many times. We'll wait and see. Back to Wyoming. Cheney gave a concession speech, which was cringe-inducing. She actually may have violated the laws of Congress in doing this. Cheney's concession speech was produced by the same scum who's producing the January 6th committee hearings. This is some guy named Adam Goldstein from ABC News. This person is a Jeffrey Epstein pederast protector. He's the guy who actually stopped the Epstein stories from being run on ABC News. This same Adam Goldstein went to Liz Cheney's campaign event and produced her election night defeat speech. That's why it looks so pretty with the backdrop and all the lighting. I was looking at it and I was like, wow, this is a pretty nice looking speech. It's because it was professionally produced by a man who was an executive at ABC News and who traveled out to Wyoming in order to essentially launch Liz Cheney's presidential run. It looked kind of like this. We have a clip from it. Pretty embarrassing. Liz Cheney comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln. I know. It's early in the morning. We hope you've had a strong cup of coffee. This is going to be embarrassing. Take it away.
This primary election is over, but now the real work begins. The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history.
Abraham Cheney there. That was her concession speech just a short while ago.
So Liz Cheney gives a concession speech that is produced by a Jeffrey Epstein protector, the man who refused to run the story on the serial pederast having connections with Bill Clinton. We know this from Project Veritas and Project Veritas's reporting. You've all seen the video. And in doing so, Liz Cheney may have violated campaign election laws because that would be seen as an in-kind contribution. This is the same man who's helping Liz Cheney's congressional career inside of Congress, now helping her campaign. That's actually blatantly and openly illegal. We'll see what happens. We hope she gets investigated. We hope there's a myriad of investigations in the new Republican House that will include Harriet Hageman as one of its star members. We're huge fans of her, and we will follow her career closely. What will Liz Cheney do now that she's been sent packing by the Republican Party? By the way, pat yourself on the back. This is a movement win for all of us. What will Liz Cheney do? She was on this morning, of course. We could have predicted this. Liz Cheney ran immediately to the cameras of MSNBC and NBC News, and she began to spread her corporate media swill to them because this is now going to be the new Cheney thing. Cheney is going to turn into Lincoln Project Liz. Donald Trump used to troll her by calling her Lincoln Project Liz. Now Cheney is actually beginning to rehabilitate. She's going to take the rotted, diseased corpse of the Lincoln Project, themselves pederast protectors, and she's going to now create one of the most bloated, leftist-financed anti-Trump groups in American history, maybe in all of American history, with the most amount of media attention, with the least amount of actual support from the American people. And Liz Cheney launched that motion. Lincoln Project Liz literally became her moniker that Donald Trump called her. Donald Trump used this as a slur, as a slander, and Liz Cheney literally just embraced it today. Lincoln Project Liz coming back. Here's what she had to say this morning.
Look, the former president said last night, you're now headed to political oblivion. You said this fight is just beginning. You've even launched a political organization already. So let's just be straight about it. Are you considering running for president yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do, Savannah, is spend the next several months completing my work in Congress, obviously completing my work representing the people of Wyoming. We have a tremendous amount of work left to do on the January 6th committee. And also, though, I'm going to be making sure that people all around this country understand the stakes of what we're facing, understand the extent to which we've now got one major political party, my party, which has really become a cult of personality. And we've got to get this party back to a place where we're embracing the values and the principles on which it was founded. And talking about, you know, fundamental issues of civics, fundamental issues of what does it mean to be a constitutional republic.
But Congresswoman, you didn't answer me, yes or no.
I will be doing whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
Well, I know you didn't say yes or no, and that's fine if you're thinking about it. But are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
Isn't it amazing that the same people who declare that they are the protectors and defenders of democracy, that they are the ones who will be fighting for this sacred democracy, are the ones sobbing, salty, sulfur smelling tears in the streets right now because democracy gave Liz Cheney a suppository last night in the words of the great Steve Bannon from his show this morning. Liz Cheney was able to see the beauty of democracy for the first time, not at the end of a laser-guided missile launched by her father into the Middle East. Liz Cheney said that she is planning on running against Donald Trump. She's definitely thinking about it. I want to be correct for the record. Let's timestamp this video. Liz Cheney is going to run against Donald Trump in order to try. This is going to be an op, okay? This is an operative. She's going to try and recreate the 1992 presidential race where George H.W. Bush was felled by Ross Perot. George H.W. Bush should have won in a relative landslide against Bill Clinton. And Ross Perot ran and siphoned off just enough votes in order to get Bill Clinton the presidency. It's precisely what happened. And they're going to try and recreate that. Liz Cheney is from the corrupted, rotted Bush temple world. Liz Cheney is obviously an acolyte of that. They understand how these elections work. And they're going to run Liz Cheney as someone who is going to try and siphon away the suburban wine moms, true crime podcast moms, away from Donald Trump. Let's say you're walking down the street and you see Paul Pelosi wobbling and wandering out of a bar and he offers to give you a ride home. Would you get in his car? Let's say Hunter Biden offered to take your laptop to the repair shop. Would you let him? Of course not, because you're a smart person. So why would you let Hunter Biden's father and Paul Pelosi's wife, Nancy and Joe, run your bank account? Of course you wouldn't. Why are you trusting these people to manage your money? They are doing a horrific job of it, and you can see the signs of that all around the country. Inflation is going insane. Inflation is real. The real CPI is at another 40-year high. The recession is real. They're lying to you. There is a recession, and if your money is tied up in the US dollar, then you are messing with fire. You are getting inside of that passenger seat with Paul Pelosi at the wheel, slurring his words. It's critical for you to take a hard look right now at your family's value, income, and savings and say, wait a second, it's time to diversify. Gold and silver is what I suggest through my friends at Birch Gold. Text Benny to 989898 to get a free information kit on how to diversify your savings with precious metals. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and countless five-star reviews. I myself have used Birch Gold, and I now have some of my savings diversified into actual, literal, physical gold that I can hold in my hand, and it is a wonderful feeling, ladies and gentlemen. Text Benny to 989898 to get a Birch Gold info kit today and start learning about real value. Now, I think it'll backfire. I think that this will have a negative effect actually against the Democrats, because these suburban moms were not going to vote for Trump anyway. I think we'll see how it plays out. But that's what Liz Cheney is doing. Liz Cheney is going to run an operation now against Donald Trump, because these people have no souls and they have no wives, they have no children, and they have nothing else to live for. Trump derangement syndrome is a very bad disease, and it affects you for life, and it becomes very embarrassing for you as you spiral into utter irrelevancy. The Republican Party has kicked Liz Cheney out. They've also sanctioned Liz Cheney from the RNC level, and the Republican Party of Wyoming kicked Liz Cheney essentially out of their party. So how is she allowed to run as a Republican in this party? We don't even know. Harriet Hageman, on the other hand, she is a lawyer who's defended ranchers, defended the best in Wyoming, the best that Wyoming has to offer. She's beloved in that state. She's, unlike Liz Cheney, a resident of that state. She actually lives there. And here's what she said in her victory speech to a roaring, a jubilant crowd.
Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who understands that our government is a government of, by, and for the people. And that we can and do control the levers of power when we engage, when we participate, and when we hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. Yeah. Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who is concerned that the game is becoming more and more rigged against them. Yeah. And what Wyoming has shown today is that while it may not be easy, we can dislodge entrenched politicians who believe they've risen above the people they are supposed to represent and serve. Yes, Wyoming has spoken, and we have made it clear that we are taking our country back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the person who you can credit for the destruction of the Cheney regime and the Cheney dynasty, the neocons, George Bush, the Bidens, the Clintons, the Obamas, the man who has flattened the establishment. You wonder why they try and impeach him twice and then send the FBI to raid him at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump had this to say on Truth Social: this is a wonderful result for America and a complete rebuke of the unselect committee of political hacks and thugs. Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself, the way that she acted, her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions towards others and online. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion, where I am sure she will be much happier. Come on. Who talks like this? This is why, listen, man, this is why we're fans of Trump on this show, okay? We're fans of this kind of energy, really. She can now disappear into the depths of political oblivion. Ooh. Oh, man, this is great. Do we have the image? Do we have the actual Trump tweet? Yeah. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. She can disappear into the depths of political oblivion. It's poetry. It's just his poetry, guys. It's absolutely poetry. And it was a, spicy night last night. The memes were flowing in. Everyone was celebrating, but no one was celebrating more than my friend, Rich Barris, People's Pundit. The reason why Rich was celebrating is because Rich was right. We've said this many, many times on the show, but polling is broken. Something that won't surprise you at all is that I am addicted to my cell phone. Why? Well, because I run a digital news company, and at the Benny Show, we have 10 employees, and they need to be online, and their service needs to work, and we need to make a profit to keep in business. So I have got to be balancing my budget as well. So how do you stay online and balance a budget, especially in these tight economic times? Use Pure Talk. We use Pure Talk at The Benny Show. It is the official sponsor of The Benny Show, and their service is incredible. It is the most reliable 5G network in America, and for just $30, you can get talk, text, and data on America's best network. And with the code Benny, you get 50% off your first month. Most families save around $75 by switching over to Pure Talk. That's like a tank of gas, and who couldn't use an extra tank of gas in Joe Biden's America? So go over to puretalkusa.com and use the code Benny to get 50% off your new cell service today. And if you need one more reason to do it, you provide American jobs by doing this. Pure Talk is run by a United States military veteran, is their CEO. Man, they want America to win, and you will win if you switch to Pure Talk today. Use the code Benny to get 50% off. Pollsters don't know how to index Republicans. They've lost so much faith with the American people that Republicans won't answer them honestly. And there are virtually no one in the industry who can poll the current modern day American dynamics and the tectonic shifts happening better than Rich Barris, who joins our program now. Rich, thank you so much for coming on. You were doing more than just a victory rain dance last night. Dude, you were doing laps. It was a beautiful thing to see. You were the only guy who said Liz Cheney wouldn't break 30%. How do you feel this morning?
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good about it, Benny. You know, it's like you see the same movie over and over again. You know how it's going to end. A couple of days ago, I wrote, red flags and Wyoming polling. And basically the point I was making, you really just said a lot of this. I mean, some of it comes down to people just don't know how to survey Republicans anymore, to convince them to stay throughout the duration of the interview. Because look at how the media reacted to this. Look at what they did last night. Now they're parading her around this morning. If you're a Republican voter, you associate a pollster with media. So immediately, even I, you know, and some people, you know, you identify yourself as the polling firm when you're doing the work. But even people, you know, that they don't recognize me, they don't recognize who I am. We have to coddle them and goad them constantly into taking these surveys. So yeah, we knew she wasn't going to break 30, Benny. It wasn't going to happen. And by the way, she wasn't going to carry the independent vote, which was the major problem I had with these surveys. They were too young. They were waiting up for age groups because they didn't speak to enough of these people. And I think we're at a point now where all these problems people know, but they want that narrative. That's what it comes down to. So when this happens and they look foolish, you know, I do my rain dance, you know?
Don't tell Elizabeth Warren, please, Rich. Rich, you've got to explain to me something that shocked me. I am no election lawyer, but as I'm reading the news, I'm sitting there saying, wait a second, Liz Cheney's sending out mailers to Democrats in Wyoming to switch their party. And then the results, according to your Twitter feed, and please, everyone follow People's Pundit on Twitter and on every platform. Rich is the best. He's the only guy who gets it right, and he nailed this one. He said that Democrats are going to switch parties and vote for Liz, and that Liz is going to be inflated in her results to try and stave off a like single-digit humiliation. She's going to inflate her numbers with having registered Democrats vote for her. Two questions on this. One, did that happen? Two, how is that not cheating?
Yeah, one, to answer the first one, absolutely it happened. And we can tell, we're going to, I just even posted this on Locals. We're going to do a deep dive and try to give people a number, or the best estimate we can do based on modeling with the voter file and what we'll see. Some of it we'll have to wait as the Secretary of State updates and we get that information in the database, but we're going to do it. And the reason she was allowed to get away with it is because on the inside of the envelope, even though on the outside, I mean, it was a fraud. I mean, she perpetrated a fraud. It said official election document, official election. So she was trying to pose as the basically the county clerk's office and the state board of elections. But on the inside, if you looked, which I know most people probably wouldn't even see, but it's there. It says Liz Cheney for Wyoming. So if it says paid for by Liz Cheney for Wyoming, no matter where, if it's hidden, if it's obscured, then technically they could get away with that. She got a little bit of a slap. The county supervisor released a statement basically saying, you know, that's not us. Ludicrous, Benny, ludicrous. She should have been punished severely for that because nowhere on the outside of that ballot did it look like a campaign, or on the outside of those documents, did it look like campaign literature. And she put millions into this. Millions.
Wow.
So this is no joke. This was deeply, deeply deceptive. But what else would you expect? And I get this is another reason why I'm celebrating, because it's not healthy to have a government that is represented by people like Liz Cheney. Listen to not just her, but the people who support her, the media surrogates. Look at the disdain they have. Did you see Dan Rather's tweet? This isn't a loss for Liz Cheney. This is a loss for Wyoming. You're too stupid, basically, to pick somebody who we like. This is a disrespect for voter sovereignty. They don't respect it at all. And you played the clip before. I'm going to do everything in my power to stop Donald Trump from running. That's not your job. Your job was to represent the people of Wyoming. You didn't do it, so they threw you out and you're embarrassed.
I love that you mentioned Dan Rather, because this is the same Dan
Mary
Rather
Mapes that wrote that for him.
That worked his this is the same Dan Rather that worked his ass off publishing fake news about the administration in which Liz Cheney's father served as vice president to try and hurt them in a reelect.
Yeah, and this is people who don't know this. I mean, he's the father of fake news. The little Swift boat scandal, John Kerry, he tried to basically smear the Bush administration, George W. Bush's war record. He absolutely hated the wars that her father prosecuted in the Middle East when Bush was still president. Her father was vice president. It's amazing, but it shows you one thing. That it really doesn't matter how many sins you have committed to these people against their cause, against their ideology. If you turn on Donald Trump, then all sins are forgiven. It's like basically buying a pardon from the Catholic Church in the in the feudal system of Europe in the Dark Ages, brother. I mean, this is where they are. This is regressive. It's not progressive at all.
Let's talk about the Dark Ages. Terrible. What would the Dark Ages? I know you're a data guy, so give us just your best guess. Last thing you like doing is guessing, but give us your best guess as what the Dark Ages would look like for Liz Cheney without any Democrats switching parties to vote for her. Where would she have come in?
You know, best guess. I'm thinking right now, just judging from the prior electoral history in Wyoming, turnout by primary and by the polling we did, I'm thinking she got maybe 10% Republican support.
Wow.
So she would be maybe, you may be able to take a third of her margin away from her. That's my best guess. And we're going to put a much better number on it, but I think she was probably blown out, 78, to 22. I mean, it was bad. It's worse than it looks, folks, much worse. And if you know how we know this, I mean, it jumps right out at me. That map, the GOP primary map in Wyoming, is identical to the 2020 presidential election map. She won Albany, which she barely held on to, and she won Teton, which, by the way, for media, is in western Wyoming. These election gurus yesterday, I keep listening, I'm like doing the numbers in my head and listening to all these other idiots, and they keep referring to Teton as a county in eastern Wyoming. And I'm like, these are supposed to be gurus, folks. These are your election forecasters, your decision desk, decision makers. They call states. They project what states are going to vote. They don't know where Teton County is. I mean, this is the level of incompetence that you're dealing with in this industry. But yeah, I mean, basically, it looks like Trump versus Biden almost. Which, you know, and again, I really want to point out that people keep just trying to sweep this under the rug by saying, well, it was Trump's best state. He won it, by 50 points. Yes, he won it by 50 points, but it also happens to be the political home base for the Cheneys for decades. And you can say Dick Cheney lived in D.C., and I get, you know, the left, their analysts are saying that this morning, but that's not who he, you know, has portrayed himself out to be. That's not how, you know, how he hinged his entire political career on being this guy from Wyoming, rocked the cowboy hat and everything. I mean, this is a defeat. There's no other way to look at it. She underperformed everywhere except for her own county. And she got crushed, and she just got crushed. And without those Democratic votes, it would be a lot worse.
You are currently living through the dumpster fire of the Joe Biden presidency, and that can be a tough pill to swallow. So why add more tough pills to swallow to your nutritional supplements? Did you know that nutritional supplements in pill form is actually one of the worst ways to absorb nutrients? That's why doctors and nutritionists created Healthy Cell, a great tasting ingestible gel with 165% more absorption than pills. It's hard to make a vitamin liquid that tastes good naturally, but Healthy Cell did it. And I use Healthy Cell every single morning along with my wife, who, let me tell you, is a nutrition stickler. Nurse Kate, man, if this passes her test, it is gold. And speaking of gold, you don't want to waste your gold, your money on pills that don't work. So use Healthy Cell, something that tastes great and gets the job done. Visit healthycell.com/Benny. That's Healthy Cell, C-E-L-L. And use the code Benny for 20% off your first order. healthycell.com/Benny. Be healthier than Joe Biden.
Goodness gracious.
10%, man. I'm tweeting it right now.
That's it.
You were tweeting last night about a new dynasty. You were saying, you were clowning people, saying that there isn't a Trump dynasty or a Trump movement that can't be stopped. And the people who are decrying that or saying the walls are closing in or that it doesn't exist, they don't live in reality. Can you sort of peel the onion layer back on what is the new political plate, the new political tectonic plate that has shifted that Trump controls? What does it look like and how powerful is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the future of the Republican Party. And it's the only one they ever had, Benny. That really is what people have to understand. We saw this in Arizona as well. These are younger people. They're working people. They have families. What they don't have is a voice in Washington, D.C. They're more diverse. They're more dynamic. They are demographically, and Wyoming's obviously a very white state. But when you look around some of these other fights, these Trump versus establishment or MAGA versus establishment fights that MAGA is winning. I mean, they're winning it hands down. If you look at the coalitions, you know, there was a poll the other day that just came out, which completely confirmed what I've been telling people. Kari Lake is likely to carry the Hispanic vote in the state of Arizona. Wow. Does anybody understand what that means?
Wow.
I mean, they are not, it's no longer about South Florida anymore, or just even now South Texas, which took a little bit of time, right? It's about the Central Valley in California. It's about Nevada and Clark County, which Laxalt, he sees it and he's reaching out to. It's about Arizona and Pima County and Maricopa County. There is no future for the McCains or the crybaby Meghan McCain. She has no future in politics. She is a privileged little brat. I mean, from a family that is a part of the failed ruling class. And the reason you see her lash out like this at people like she did last night is because they have no answer. It's starting to dawn on them now that this coalition is bigger, it's better, it's more dynamic, and it's no longer going to accept the failure that this ruling class has failed them. Let's talk why Liz Cheney was out. She's out because she didn't represent her people. And this group, this new coalition, they're not like the old GOP. They're not going to just take it. And they're not just going to hold their nose. And unless you provided solutions, you were in trouble. And I have to say, that's one thing, whether you like them or not. In Georgia, Brian Kemp was smart about this. He said, look, I actually agree with Donald Trump on basically everything. I'm super conservative. I'm delivering for you. I just disagree with him on this one little thing. And then, you know, Perdue was not a great candidate, so he managed to survive. The rest of them did not offer solutions. They offered maligning of characters. They offered temper tantrums from privileged little snots like her. That's what they did. So now you got decimated. That's it.
Yeah.
That's so, right. You know, learn and grow, Benny. Grow as a person, right?
I got a whopper of a last question for you, and I'm very interested in your answer. You just talked about the destruction of dynasties, McCain, Cheney, Bushes, and so on, and how Donald Trump has leveled these dynasties to the ground, right? Like an earth grader. Yeah. He's just gone through and just crushed them. And that's why they hate him so much. That's why they're throwing the impeachments at him. That's why they're throwing every hoax they possibly can at him, and why they're doing this FBI raid. My two-part question is this. FBI raid, helping or hurting Trump in 2024. Two, Liz Cheney, 2024, race against Trump. What is the chessboard looking like right now as it pertains to those two factors and moving forward?
Yeah, on that first one, I think if, you know, there are some people out there who are doing it. If you think the FBI raid on Donald Trump hurt him, then you're a simpleton and you should find another job. You know, late great Rush Limbaugh basically put it best, man, when he said Trump's threat is that he gets these things done and he defends people. He does everything they always promised they would do, but never did. Well, you conduct a raid like you did on Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago, and his voters will defend him back. They remember. So you just emboldened and strengthened him, which is why we have seen him rise in nomination polls, including in states that, you know, some other competitors looked like they were peeling some votes from. That's gone now. In 2024, you nailed it. I was listening to your opening statement. This was, people should understand what happened in Wyoming, and what you're seeing this morning from mainstream media, corporate media, is a grift. They thought she was going to do better, so they had this script written already, Liz Cheney. And they were going to parade her out to compare herself to Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant, so it looked like they were hoping these Democrat votes made it
MLK
look like
and Nelson Mandela. Yep.
Oh, yep. My Lord, save us, right? But they basically thought that they could use those votes to make it look like, she actually had a coalition. She got crushed beyond recognition. So when they carried forward this plan, it just looked delusional to everybody. They will run her as an independent. But I got to tell you, we've been pulling that someone else, third party, third choice, race for a while. And I would caution people not to expect that somebody like Liz Cheney would pull more voters away from Trump than Biden or Trump than Harris or Trump. Democratic voters, they don't like their choices for 2024. They don't want Biden to run. So this may backfire on them, Benny, is what I'm saying. And just the last thing I just want to say. Abraham Lincoln lost some elections. He lost that House district election in Sangamon County by 1/10 and 2/10 of a percentage point. He lost the Senate race by 8 points. He did not get blown out in his own state by 35 points. I mean, take a pill, lady. Take a pill. This is ridiculous. It's just not comparable anywhere.
And that was just because of the late night ballot dumps, back in 1851. Okay, I do have one follow-up. I know I'm keeping you, but I have one follow-up.
No, it's all good.
That I think is absolutely necessary as it pertains to historic realities of third parties. And the historic realities is that the third party is going to distract and take away from the current regime. I personally believe this. Now, our friend, both your and my friend Jack Posobiec, is on Timcast last night saying that it is the true crime podcast Wine Moms from suburbia that are going to see Liz Cheney as their favorite. And my contention, and we're arguing about this, and maybe you can set the record straight, Mike, because Jack and I both listen to you and deeply respect you. My contention is that that hurts Biden, that those are the voters that would never vote for Donald Trump anyway. They would you couldn't drag them through glass or fire and get them to vote for Donald Trump. There's no way. And that they would potentially cross over and vote for like a moderate Biden, right? With enough polish, enough lipstick on a pig. And so Liz Cheney is going to actually subtract from some of those potential mushy crossover votes and hurt a like centrist regime, maybe a Hillary Clinton, maybe they'll prop up Weekend at Bernie's to run against Trump in 24. That's my contention. Maybe I'm off. I don't do this professionally. Tell us, Rich.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I loved Jack's analogy, but I think just think about it a little bit deeper, Jack. You know, the Ross Perot coalition that hurt Republicans, they had commonalities with Republican platform, or at least the underlying philosophy that government is not your friend. It's not a moderator. It's too big. It's being used by the powerful to hurt the weak. They shared those philosophies in common. If you take Gary Johnson in 2016 and Jill Stein both, I think they definitely hurt Hillary Clinton more than they hurt Donald Trump. I think we saw that in 2020 when we asked people, who did you vote for in 16? If they told us they voted for Gary Johnson, then they were Biden voters in 2020 by a pretty wide margin. So, you know, I tend to agree with you here. I think if you're going to get those educated, you know, wine and Tupperware suburban women, then they're never going to vote for Donald
Pyramid
Trump
scheme,
anyway.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. I mean, if you do, you're doing it quietly. You're not telling anyone because you don't want to get banned from next week's crumpet party. So, you know, I think that in the end, it would peel, at least right now, it would peel more from whoever it is, Biden, Newsom, Harris, which I'm skeptical on Newsom's ability to be the nominee. You know, at least 4 in 10 are non-white voters in a Democratic primary. I just don't see how a white elitist liberal like Gavin Newsom is going to win the state of Georgia or going to win the state of South Carolina. You know, so at the end of the day, I think at this point, you know, there's somebody else waiting on the wings, you know.
Have you polled Arkham Asylum in Gotham? Because I hear that Gavin Newsom resembles the Joker quite a bit, may do quite well there. Who knows? No one knows, you know.
That's true.
Will be able to vote for sure by the end of Biden's first term. That is for sure. Thank you. Where can we find you?
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, I mean, of course, on Truth and Getter, at People's Pundit, on Twitter, at People's _ Pundit, but you got it up right here. The best place to follow me is on Locals, which is peoplespundit.locals.com. And you can check out everything we're doing over there. And we'll drop that analysis on Wyoming and Democratic voting. We'll drop that on that Locals page right there as soon as we can get enough data to put it together.
Ladies and gentlemen, how much fun was this? Rich Barris, thank you for being on the program. Follow, the only pollster we trust. Thank you, sir.
All the best, my friend. Stay safe. Be good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the official and polled take on what happened in Wyoming where Liz Cheney cheated. I'll say it. Liz Cheney cheated. I don't need to be polite. Liz Cheney had Democrats cross over to vote for her. Rich Barris just told us there that she would have 10%. 10% if she hadn't have done that. So it would have been even more humiliating. She couldn't crack 30. She's stuck at 28 with 99% reporting. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have a few questions. Tucker Carlson has a few questions. Now that Liz is leaving Congress, I think the questions will be, wait a second, how exactly did she get so rich? What exactly will happen inside of a new Congress where we start investigating people who use their position, which gets paid, well, what do you make as a member of Congress? I think it's like 180 grand a year. It ain't nothing, but it doesn't make you $6 million a year, as Tucker Carlson detailed on his program last night. Go.
Before she heads to retirement, we thought we would ask a pretty simple question. How does Liz Cheney get so rich? She's been a member of Congress for 6 years. Now, so when she took office in 2017, her net worth was estimated at $7 million, which is a lot for someone with no skills, but that's what she had. Now she's worth more than $44 million, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, which looked at her financial disclosure forms. Now, probably an honest explanation for all of this. We're not accusing her of robbing liquor stores, but you have to wonder, how did Liz Cheney make more than $36 million in 6 years of public service? That's $6 million a year. Huh, good gig. She didn't report any earned income, gifts, or transactions on her disclosure form. Her top listed assets were Citibank, $3 million, and money from her husband's law firm, Latham & Watkins, also $3 million. There's also money from a family trust. We assume that accounted for a lot of the cash, but we don't know. Whatever the case, it's not Wyoming's problem anymore. After tonight, Liz Cheney is going back to where she's actually from, suburban Virginia, probably running for president, too, and we look forward to that with great joy. Maybe she can be Kamala Harris's running mate.
Maybe she can be Kamala Harris's running mate. Oh, the dancing and poning and owning of Liz Cheney continues. Donald Trump is going on a rampage on Truth Social right now. We've pulled his most recent post. He's saying that with Liz Cheney's loss, the dissolution of the January 6th committee is at hand and they should begin right now. This was a referendum, a never-ending witch hunt, and the people have spoken. The throwbacks continue, and the absolute pain of Liz Cheney will probably never stop stinging. You know these people who are addicted to power, these sad, cretinous, unloving, soulless individuals like the Cheneys. I mean, do you look at Dick Cheney? Man, I disavow my younger self. As a young conservative, a young college Republican and high school Republican, I was like a big George W. Bush and Dick Cheney fan. I was like a defender of them. Thank God there was no social media back then because you'd be able to pull up old posts from me. I disavow it. The older you get, the more wise you get. And you realize that this family is as corrupt as the Bidens. They viewed and saw war profiteering as something that was an industry. And they were totally inhuman in the way that they expended American lives and the lives of some of the best among us in the pursuit of their own political goals abroad and in the pursuit of their own wealth creation, as you saw there from Tucker. How did Liz Cheney make $6 million a year? Do you make $6 million a year? Are you a public servant? Where is this money coming from? You got to ask yourself. And these are questions that we really do certainly hope get asked by investigatory committees for Congress as to how rich members of Congress are getting. Liz Cheney worth $44 million. Nancy Pelosi worth more than $100 million. Maybe far more than that. We got to start asking these questions. Liz Cheney had a question asked of the voters of Wyoming. CNN traveled all the way out there to ask this question. Hey, are you willing to vote for Liz Cheney? This is from a few weeks ago. It made us cry watching it. It's the funniest thing we've ever seen on camera. And we were like really happy to play this clip probably for the last time because Liz Cheney will just drip off into utter, total Lincoln Project irrelevance. But we got to play it one more time. It's too funny, ladies and gentlemen. CNN asking Wyoming voters what they think about Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney for a fourth term.
Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she said three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive.
How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. Has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
Well, she says she's defending what's important to people here in Wyoming, upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution.
If that was the rule of law, why doesn't he have a defense team in that courtroom? That ain't the rule of law. That's a kangaroo court. That's not the Wyoming way.
She has been an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt.
Are you proud of her for taking on Donald Trump?
No.
Here in Cheyenne, more than 1,600 miles from Washington, D.C., almost everyone we spoke with told us they believe Liz Cheney is too focused on Donald Trump and the January 6th committee and not paying enough attention to what they believe matters to the people here in Wyoming.
The greatest moment in CNN history where they broadcast real news. The reporter said, I have no idea who that reporter is. The reporter is like, we couldn't find a single Liz Cheney supporter here at the rodeo. Those people were amazing. That's not the Wyoming way. Yeah, you're right. Wyoming voted for Donald Trump by 70 points. Donald Trump clobbered in Wyoming. He won that state, almost every single county, and he did multiple rallies in Wyoming to rally against Liz Cheney, just absolutely destroying her. Liz Cheney couldn't get larger audiences than the general amount of people in line at your airport Chick-fil-A while Donald Trump was filling arenas and was going hard at the Cheney dynasty. This is our breakdown of why Liz Cheney lost. probably the first and foremost clip you got to play. Donald Trump going hard in the paint against the Cheney dynasty.
She's the face of the Washington swamp and the same failed foreign policy of the Clintons, Bushes, the Obamas, the Bidens, and the entire sick political establishment. I think she looks good. She looks nice.
There we go, ladies. Here's the image. So Donald Trump put this image up on screen. Donald Trump tossed up this meme from Grand Old Memes. A beauty. It is a little creepy how well that face fits on Liz Cheney's face. The reason, the way we want to close this out is to say, hey, this is the new right. This is the new America. This old George Bush sell you out Republican Party, they are on notice. They're done. They're dinosaur bones. They're fossils in a museum. Remember this. If you like George W. Bush, if you didn't like George W. Bush, remember this. What is the seminal issue of our era, the seminal victory of our era? The overturning of Roe v. Wade. In 8 years in the White House, George W. Bush never once, not once, appeared at the March for Life to speak for the right to life. George Bush never once did a single thing to promote pro-life legislation. George Bush is married to a lib. He's married to a member of the teachers union who grossly and greatly expanded the education system and federalized education system, taking power away from parents for how to raise their children. You've seen the disasters of that. You've seen the disasters of George Bush's expansion of the national security state, the spying state that is absolutely and unequivocally spying on my phone right now. There's no doubt. My FBI agent sits there and just chuckles at my memes, the memes that I've saved on this phone. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to your phone calls, invading your privacy, violating your constitutional civil liberties, First, Second, Fourth, Fifth Amendment rights. Yo, these are massive issues. And George W. Bush brought them all to us. If you needed one more piece of data to show you why we are celebrating the destruction of the Cheney Bush Rhino dynasty, it's this. That George W. Bush has yet to release, and my team can check me on this, but last time I checked, has yet to release a single statement on the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Yet, George W. Bush masqueraded as someone who's pro-life. George W. Bush campaigned and told you 20 years ago that he was a pro-life president, that he would defend the right to life, and he would be out there defending the right to life. No, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't care. He lied to you. He lied to you about that. He lied to you about protecting you from the national security state. He lied to you about being a small government, cutting taxes Republican. He lied to you. He expanded the government, drastically expanded government spending, and increased the amount of intrusion into your life, and has not yet celebrated or released a single statement about the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the seminal civil rights moment in our era, human rights moment in our era, which Samuel Alito, which he was forced to put on the Supreme Court after one of his preferred candidates went down in flames. Samuel Alito wrote the commanding decision on that issue. And George W. Bush has yet to say a single thing about it. Silence. That is the betrayal that the party is finished with. You and I, we are done with this betrayal. We are finished with being taken advantage of by our corporately trapped and captured political leaders who travel back to us, living in real America, regular America, doing real jobs. We live here. And these people travel back to us every 2, 4, or 6 years, depending on their office, and they lie to us. They lie to our faces. The Cheneys lied. Liz Cheney didn't even live in Wyoming. Bush lied. The political establishment lied. And these Republicans who have all lost their jobs, I think there were 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment, and 8 of them have either lost their primaries or retired. Liz Cheney should have probably retired and saved herself the humiliation. As Rich Barra said, she probably only got 10% of the actual legitimate Republican vote. So end your humiliation. Go off into the sunset. Don't let the door hit you where God split you on the way out, and be gone. Rhino Republican liars who take us for granted. We are now awake. We are not going to be subtly put to sleep like George Bush did to all of us for many, many years. George Bush was there. My wife says this, actually. And we had these conversations. She hates George W. Bush more than any politician on earth. And, you know, conversations you have with your wife, man, that creates your worldview. And she says the reason she hates him is because he put us all to sleep. We became asleep because we thought that this was the guy who would defend us and we wouldn't fight. If a Democrat was doing what George W. Bush did, we would have fought. We would have been terrified. If Obama had done it, we would have, you know, called for impeachment. There would have been a Tea Party in the year 2000 and 2004. But George Bush put us to sleep and they were able to accomplish the exact same goals. And it was nefarious. It was malevolent. It was a desecration of the consent of the governed, and good riddance to the ash heap of history. Sayonara, Liz Cheney. Be gone. Be gone. Whew. What does Liz Cheney represent? Liz Cheney represents a permanent state in Washington, D.C., the permanent state that is not adherent to the governance of the people. That is the greatest threat to our republic right now. That permanent state is going into overdrive to try and keep Donald Trump out of the White House. They've already chucked a couple of hoaxes at him, Russiagate hoaxes, special counsels, multiple impeachments, and now they're raiding his home. We've been covering the FBI raid of Donald Trump's home. We literally broke our first story, I think we've broken in 7 solid days of broadcast that wasn't covering Donald Trump's raid. We hop back in right now as America First Legal is intending on suing, dropped a lawsuit and a FOIA request to the DOJ yesterday saying, yo, ladies and gentlemen, we want the body cam footage. This is very important. So Eric Trump has told us that we have the cameras, we have the tapes, and we can see the FBI rummaging through Donald Trump's desk and Melania's closet and so on. They're going to release them at the right time. But this is totally different. Liz Cheney is a person who loves this raid on Donald Trump. She's a huge fan of it, and she wants it to continue. She is perpetuating the permanent state, and that's what she did on the January 6th commission. Man, what a wretched, wretched woman. America First Legal initiated its latest investigation into the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and their unprecedented raid on Donald Trump's residence in Mar-a-Lago. They filed a Freedom of Information request, which the government must respond to. It is mandatory that the government respond to these requests, demanding all employee-generated body camera footage and all other video and audio recordings made during the Mar-a-Lago raid. Whoa! So we're going to be able to see the body camera footage of the FBI agents as they rummage through Donald Trump's stuff. We're going to be able to hear what they have to say. America First Legal says that the raid clearly demonstrates yet again the Biden administration's double standard system of justice. Releasing the entirety of the raw and unedited video footage and audio recordings will be the best chance for the American people to have knowledge of what actually happened during the raid. A statement from AFL Deputy Director John Zeroni said, last week's raid of President Trump's residence represents a historically unprecedented and wholly unnecessary action that raises questions about the politicization and misuse of federal law enforcement and resources. The raw video and audio recordings that were taken during the raid may be the American people's best chance the Department of Justice and federal bureaus investigations conduct during the raid. Yo! This is how you fight. They have camera footage. It was created through federal cameras, and you have access to it. Your taxpayer dollars funded it. And you get a chance to see it because you paid for it. That's what a FOIA request is about. And it is legally binding. The federal government must produce these documents. There's been a lot of really embarrassing documents that have been produced through FOIAs. America First Legal is on it. They are great. And I think we're going to be joined by a member of them in our evening live. We're still firming that up. But we think the great Stephen Miller, who is the architect of so much of Donald Trump's fantastic policies on the border and in the Middle East, is going to be joining us to talk about this specifically. What will they find? What will we see? Will we be able to watch the camera footage and listen to the words of the FBI agents as they burst in to Donald Trump's house, as they break into his home? Damn it, I hope we get a chance to do that. Eric Trump says no matter what the FBI does, no matter what kind of lawfare they may use to try and get out of releasing this footage, because you know they don't want to release it. It's the first time in American history that apparently the guilty party is calling for the release of everything, that being the Trumps. The Trumps want all evidence out in the open, and the federal government's like, no. You can't see that. You can't see that. Hold on. Whoa now. That's what the federal government's saying. Eric Trump's saying, yo, we got you, baby. We got you dead to rights. We got the tapes, and we're going to release them at the right time. Take it away, Eric.
Donald Trump defer right. him.
Last
we're 90
question.
Days out, Sean, from the midterms. Yeah. It's not surprising. This timing is not surprising, and it's backfiring on these people.
Will you still have the surveillance tape, is that correct? Are you allowed to share that with the country?
Absolutely, Sean, at the right time. And your body cam point was spot on. That's why cops wear body cams. They don't tell you to turn off cameras. They want transparency, and that's not what happened here.
And you know for a fact they asked for the cameras to be turned off.
They asked for the cameras to be turned off.
Wow. All right. Eric Trump. Unbelievable time.
Unbelievable time indeed. Donald Trump went on Truth Social yesterday and began calling the FBI common criminals for grabbing everything in sight, including his passports, during the raid. We covered that yesterday, but it is totally important to note that they violated Donald Trump's ability for free association and movement, which is his constitutional right pursuant to the Fourth Amendment. Donald Trump having his passports taken is a civil liberties violation. He should level a lawsuit against the federal government and FBI for doing that. President Donald Trump blasted the FBI Tuesday over the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Trump's comments came as a new report said that top officials of the White House counsel were interviewed by the FBI. The New York Times reported that counsel Pat Cipollone and his deputy, Patrick Philbin, were asked about the boxes Trump removed from the White House. The Trump says that the DOJ has officially returned his wrongfully taken passports. This is Trump speaking on Truth Social. The DOJ and FBI returned my passports. Thank you. Unfortunately, when they raided my home at Mar-a-Lago, they opened their arms and grabbed everything in sight, much as a common criminal would do. This should not happen in America, and Trump is exactly right. Donald Trump's team actually was able to expose the fake news and the rot of the corporate press and how they do their jobs yesterday, blowing out of the water Nora O'Donnell. Nora O'Donnell, you probably don't know who that is, but she is the anchor of CBS Evening News. This used to be an austere position. Walter Cronkite held this position. Nora O'Donnell is a deep state hack, a low information, microwave brain, drooling Wojak meme. She is not up for the job. She tweeted, hey, the FBI tells me they don't have any passports. And then Team Trump, bam, drops these right on her head. These are emails from the FBI saying, yes, actually, we did take Donald Trump's passport, and they have since returned them. Trump returned 15 boxes of materials to the National Archives in January, and then the Justice Department issued a subpoena for additional materials in May, with the officials going to Mar-a-Lago in June to pick them up. Donald Trump has been cooperating with the FBI. Why does Donald Trump have this email thread to release about the FBI? Because Donald Trump's been cooperating. He's been working back and forth with these. How many documents do you think were created during the Trump presidency? Millions? Tens of millions? For sure. So Donald Trump has called for the complete and total release of the unredacted affidavit that led to this FBI raid. So where's this raid? Why didn't you just ask for the boxes? You know, there is a procedure, and this is what is going to lead to a 9-0 Supreme Court ruling in favor of Donald Trump. Because they have violated so many procedures and common law and statutes in order to get these documents. They could have just asked for them. Donald Trump was working with the federal government in order to make sure that this process was smooth. Donald Trump wants to run and will run for president in 2024. What the hell are they doing? So Donald Trump is calling for the affidavit to be released. The affidavit is the underlying evidence that provides for the warrant. So the warrant is what the judge signs off on that allows there to be a system of accountability for why you're going to raid someone and then what you take. But under the warrant is the affidavit. The affidavit is the case the government has against Donald Trump. Now, you've seen the circular reasoning of how the government works these affidavits. What they do is they leak a story to the corporate media. The corporate media publishes that story, and then they use that story as rationale for a raid or to spy on Donald Trump. They did this with Russiagate. This is an open secret. What they did with Russiagate is they pushed the Steele dossier. John Durham is going to court actually over this right now and exposed this entire system. They pushed the Steele dossier to reporters. The reporters report on the dossier, and then the FBI uses the media report as the rationale to spy on Donald Trump and his campaign and to violate his civil liberties. It's called the feedback loop that they wish to create. It's the wrap-up smear, as Nancy Pelosi would say it. The wrap-up smear is you get the press to write a smear, and then they use that smear as the opportunity to wrap up the investigation into your political opponent. This is the oldest trick in the book. They're using it right now against Donald Trump. And you know what you would see in that appendices of the affidavit? You would probably see New York Times reporting by Maggie Haberman. You'd see a bunch of fake news pieces that the FBI, using FBI and DOJ sources. And these sources know exactly what they're doing. They're getting the press to report what they want, their fantasy narratives about Donald Trump. And then they're using those reports circularly in order to go raid Donald Trump's home. So that's how it worked. Donald Trump saying, there is no way to justify the unannounced raid on Mar-a-Lago, the home of the 45th president of the United States. A very large number of gun-toting FBI agents and Department of Justice tore into his home, but Donald Trump is calling for transparency. He wants the unredacted affidavit to be released, the first time in American history that somebody who is apparently the criminal in this case, Donald Trump, is demanding all evidence be released. No criminals behave like this. No people who have committed crimes behave like this. It's exactly what Donald Trump did with his phone call, perfect phone call, to the president of Ukraine back in the day. They impeached him for it. Zelensky. When Donald Trump was asking for them to look into Hunter Biden's business dealings. Yo, come on. How much of that has been made true? How many times do you have to hear the ching-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling of another quarter hitting the jar, the glass jar that says Trump was right? The regime is collapsing, however. Of course, not just Liz Cheney. You're seeing the polling. We covered this with Rich Barris earlier in the show. You're seeing the polling. Rasmussen reports found that Merrick Garland's approval is a 36% right now since the operation. Yo, this is really bad. And they're finding that the greater overall approval for Donald Trump is rising among Republicans, and they're finding that Republicans are more motivated to vote in the midterms after these revelations. So why would we end the show on a sad note? We won't. We will give you a little bit of humor, and we started the show off with memes, and we'll give you a little bit of humor in these dark times to let you know that not all is lost, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, bright and beautiful days lay ahead of us, because the people in line for the conquest of America, they're like not just not up for the job, they're not able to speak English. It's going to be really hard, no matter what you do, no matter how many Democrats you get to switch sides, to get you to speak English. It's kind of probably going to be an important factor in running this nation. The best the left has right now, Kamala Harris, certainly not Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, here's what she sounded like yesterday.
We know that we really are quite behind in terms of maximizing our collective understanding about how we will engage on the technology of today and what we can quickly and easily predict will be the technology over the next decades. So to maintain our position as the United States of America on this issue, it is critical that we work together to understand where we are, to recognize and have the courage to speak truth about what is obsolete, and then to partner to ensure that we are speaking the same language with the same motivation, inspired by the opportunity of it all, but then doing the work of updating how we have been talking and thinking about our exploration in space.
Have you ever had like your kid in your hand or something? I do this all the time where I'm like, I'm holding one of my kids and you do the predictive text thing. And you're like, hey, dad, can we push dinner back by an hour? And the predictive text that gets typed into your iPhone is like, I'm mad and I want a flower. And that's what writes Kamala Harris's speeches. That's what listening to a Kamala Harris speech is like. It's like having the predictive text on your phone that just all the words that rhyme and shouldn't be in there and that make absolutely no sense. Garbly Gook and Kamala Harris should definitely work at Olive Garden in order to get unlimited word salads. She's obviously a very huge fan, and she'll probably be out of a job very soon. We think that maybe impeachment may befall Joe Biden, but why get rid of such a great gift to all of us? Joe Biden, obviously inept, and his regime inept, and they got no one. They got no one. Liz Cheney is their great white hope. Pretty embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're here. Our show is here in order to inspire a new movement of people who actually fight for this country. We are disgusted by the regimes of the past. We are sickened by the unaccountability to us, we, the people. America is the only country that the power stems from the governed. In every other society and in every other makeup, it has always come from the head of state. The sovereign is where the power to reign and to govern comes from. Here, it comes from us. And so our leaders must be held accountable to us. And ladies and gentlemen, Liz Cheney was just held accountable, as Steve Bannon says, a democracy suppository delivered this morning and last night by the great people of Wyoming. Shout out to you and shout out to all the other patriots who made this great victory possible. On to November, on to the red wave, and will we be here to cover it all? What is it, 80 days from November? We are ready for it, rocking and rolling. Thank you so much for watching The Benny Show on this show. We are born free men and women, and we intend to stay that way. That's because we have our priorities straight. God, family, country. And if you wish to support our show, please like and subscribe and share this video. Best way that you can support us. God bless you. Have an amazing day.